The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the community of the Holy Spirit be always with you. Thank you. Please be seated. Oh, what glorious things the Lord has prepared for those who walk in his ways. This is the Bible Babe apron. This is the Bible Babe apron that I received when I first got here 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And notice the BBB with the sequins. You know she was very theatrical. And so I was an honorary member of the Bible Babes, which was a huge part, as you know, of Blessed Dodie's life. Bible Babes, not only because they certainly read the scriptures, but most importantly, they ate. And I'm sure they ate very well. Notice what we have here. Each item specifically asked for. This is the aluminum. My mother would be upset about that. This is the aluminum soup pot. I saw this aluminum soup pot every Wednesday for the last 3 years. It arrived between 11 and 11:30, and the line of the staff immediately would form, because Dodie and Stella would bring soup for the staff every single Wednesday, except when it was warm, which meant, unfortunately, we didn't get soup June, July, or August, and we couldn't wait for September to come. Dodie, you know, was the belle of the ball, and the spices of life were Scott and Stuart and Brian. The spice of her life, the wind under her wings, the joy of her heart, her three boys. And so they were always spicing up and present in whatever she did, because they were always in her mind and always in her heart. And she spoke lavishly about all three of you as long as I can remember. My first dinner party at Dodie's house was on Christmas. I had already had dinner, and I was invited to Dodie's house, and I had heard, oh, you can't wait till you see Dodie's house. And so I made my way to the house, which unfortunately now is under repair. And remember, I had already eaten. And I got in there, and I saw what they were eating. And guess what I did? I ate again! She made those cheese crisps that you all know about. But the most important thing was the shrimp in sherry and wine sauce. And I saw that over the rice, and I thought, I think I'll just have another dinner. And then the dessert came out. I thought, well, I'll just keep on going. There's always tomorrow. I can diet tomorrow. But it was more than the food. It was the incredible hospitality, the incredible efficiency and happiness and joy that surrounded the kitchen. And, you know, we ate right there by the edge of the kitchen, and everything was laid out, and everything was spiced perfectly. Of course, you know that she wasn't a teetotaler. She liked a Chardonnay. And I'm told that the Grumbles, is it Grum? How do you pronounce it? Not Grumbles. Gumberts. And the Kleins had the Last Supper, didn't they? And I called Bill and Kathleen, and I said, so what did she serve? Lamb stew. That's biblical, don't you think? The Lamb of God, who took away all the suffering of the world, is the meal that Dodi served the day before she went to the Lamb of God who raises her up. Of course, there were the cheese sticks, and there was the asparagus, I'm told, on the toast tips, and there were tons, as I'm told, rice. No rice there. Ice cream and cookies. Did I get it right? Dodi was very shy and retiring, as you all know. And she had a certain flair, didn't she, for Emily Ann, right? Little flair for the theatrical, little flair for Emily Ann. You can tell I do, too. And the thespians of the world. And isn't it interesting that along with that flair, she was a bona fide, dyed-in-the-wool... Not just American, but begins with an R. Republican. Whenever Betty and Wright and Dodi and I would go to dinner after halftime, we talked about everything except those of you who don't know Betty Wright, she is a dyed-in-the-wool D. Right, Shirley? Oh, Betty's here. Oh, I didn't see you're not in your usual place. So we talked about the birds and the bees and the flowers and food, but we did not talk about any of this stuff. And she really, really loved football. Did you know that? And what were the teams that she loved? The Cowboys and the Longhorns. Good Texas woman. Supported civic events and causes throughout Wimberley. She was one of those people, I guess I could take this off, that didn't just grumble about things, but went to meetings. She went to council meetings. And she always listened, and she always spoke with conviction and with dignity and with great power. And people listened to Dodi. Her speech was tempered, however, with the fruits of her life. Her speech was tempered with joy and love and kindness and meekness and gentleness and faithfulness and, what's the last one? Self-control. Now, these are the qualities of a person who has studied the scriptures and, most importantly, interiorized them and then lived them out in everything she did, in every cookie she baked, in every meeting she attended, in every Bible Babe session she participated in, making Christ known, incarnating the love of God in our world, right to the very end, without hesitation. Why do I have this? Why would I have honey? Because she had her dog. Anybody who visited, these are my props so I don't forget. Anyone who visited her home, who greeted you first, whether you liked it or not? Honey, her beloved. By the way, where is Honey now? Who's got Honey? Ah, Stella's got Honey. Wonderful. This is the wine glass. I asked Stella to get permission from the mayor to go into the house, and I wanted some of the dishes and some of the wine glasses and some of the quilts, and guess what I had to hear? They weren't available, most of them. They got washed away in the flood. But there were a few pieces left, and these are the few pieces that left. Her platter, a wine glass, thank goodness our soup bowl, and a dinner plate. And I will use this when we move to the liturgy of the table, and we will use the family wine glass today for Holy Communion. So all of this is to say, in the words of Jesus, Scott and Stuart and Brian, do not let your hearts be troubled. Yes, believe in God, but also believe in your mom who is now in Christ, in God, in you, in the deepest part of your being, no longer separated by time or space or geography, but right here. You don't have to go far. You don't have to say much. You just sit. Become aware. Be quiet. Be still. And you will hear her say, Stuart, Scott, Brian, be well. Be happy. Be joyful. Know that I am in one of the mansions prepared for me, and I will prepare for you in the coming of your glory. I love you. I am with you. I delight in your presence, and I pray for you every day. Amen.